Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always is alone, is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. On this Sunday morning, I greet you all on day 12 of our 40-day journey of praying and fasting as we seek the face, the voice, and the will of God. I pray that on this 12th day that you wake up today excited and grateful, not only for the day God has made, but the ways in which God has called us to see God's face. The way in which I pray already, you're sensing that you're growing closer to the Lord, that your walk with the Lord is becoming stronger, that there are moments you can look back where you felt you felt some temptation or desire that you were able to deny. You're able to turn away from some things. You're able to leave some things behind, knowing that indeed God has called you to a closer walk. That victory, that victory that you've experienced is the way God wants you to live every day of your life, to know the power of conquering the flesh, the power of conquering those evil thoughts, the power of conquering the evil and the hatred that seeks to seek into your spirit every day. The ability to have a desire and determine that that is not what God's will for you is. God wants you to be able to hear God's voice, to be at a crossroad in your life, to pray and to hear what God is calling you to do, to be in a place where you're worried and know how to go down on your knees and get up with the assurance and confidence that God is still with you. My brother and my sister, today, as we come onto this prayer line, I welcome and greet you all, especially those who are not members or formal members of Open Door Sanctuary, but are our partners in praying and fasting. Listen, I love Open Door Sanctuary with all my heart, and I'm so grateful that God has given us the ability to be in relationship with so many others across the body and the kingdom of Christ. For all of those from other churches, please know there's no competition between churches. We are colleagues together seeking to expand and build the kingdom of our Christ. And I welcome each and every one of you on our prayer line on this morning. Listen here, as we gather together today, one of the things the Lord put on my heart devotionally and my own prayer time this morning was the need once again to be broken from my own personal addiction to being busy. I believe each and every one of us knows that temptation where we can very easily confuse being busy and working for God with actually worshiping God. That we can get involved in ministry and service and volunteerism, and we become like Martha, who was sitting there and getting so frustrated with Mary because she was moving around and Mary was sitting still with God, sitting still at the feet of Jesus. And I just believe that every now and then, God wants to break us from our addiction of being busy, remind us what it means to sit still with the Lord. Can I be honest with you? All I struggle with, sitting still. I struggle with being still in the presence of the Lord. My mind begins to race. I begin to think of all the things I'm supposed to be getting done. And I realize that one of the ways the enemy keeps us from drawing closer to the Lord is to always throw another good thing on the agenda of what we've got to do. We're not always tempted with evil. Sometimes we're tempted with good. Our desire to get ourselves active and moving and tasking and checking boxes and crossing T's and dotting I's, as opposed to spending some quality time with the Lord, sitting every day in prayer, in meditation, in devotion, listening. When's the last time you sat still for 5 minutes to just be still? The Word of God reminds us that that's how we know that God is real when we can sit still. Turn off everything and simply breathe in the presence of the Lord. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, on this morning, I want to thank you for the gift of being able to be still in a world that values busyness and hustle and bustle in times and space, oh Lord. When we've convinced ourselves that the busier we are, the more important we are. Remind us, gracious Heavenly Father God, that when you called your children of Israel out of Egypt, you called them out that they might worship you. And that word worship, Lord, you use the word sabbat. The sabbat is not simply about going to church. Sabbat, Sabbath, is about going, it's about resting, it's about sitting still, it's about learning to say no, it's about learning to say no to being busy. And how often, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we have destroyed our health, destroyed our relationships, destroyed our friendships, simply because we've always been so busy and not spent time to just enjoy being still. Today, oh, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray a stillness over someone's anxiety. Today, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray a stillness over our worry. I pray rest over our busyness. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, of all the disciples, all the disciplines we practice as a Christian, remind us how critical it is, Lord, to follow the example of Jesus, who walked away from crowds because he needed to rest, who got away from the disciples to be alone with you. Who spent time in quiet reflection and gracious loving Father God over your goodness and your grace that he might complete the assignment given to him. We are no good if we do not rest. We cannot witness to the Lord in a burned out body and a stressed out mind, impatient and frustrated. Gracious loving Father God, none of that reveals the peace of God that God wants us to have. So, Lord, gracious Lord Father God, today, this morning, I pray that you would help us find those moments through every day where we just sit still, where we take in deep breath, where we whisper a prayer, and where we allow you to speak back to us. Oh God, today I thank you for this 12th day of our journey of seeking, of resetting, of being still. And I ask for that prayer request for the person who's looking for discernment of a difficult situation. Somebody, oh gracious loving Father God, is trying to determine whether surgery is their option or not, whether that's your will. I pray that you would speak to her heart. For that brother who's concerned about his career and the dynamics of the job, gracious loving Father God, I pray that you would guide him. For that family, oh gracious loving Father God, that's got some financial stress and wondering how this is all going to work together. Remind them, oh Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh. And gracious, loving Father God, that if we trust you and obey you, if we do what you call us to do, Lord, that we will walk in a peace and a joy of knowing that you have handled all things in our lives. Oh, gracious, loving Father God, I pray today again over those who have trouble sleeping at night. Gracious, loving Father God, how difficult it is to be in that darkness alone with your thoughts that won't allow your body to rest. Lord, I pray that during this journey, that during this journey of resetting, on the other side of these 40 days, that we will be a people who know how to be still, who know how to rest. And gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, who enjoy the benefits of sleeping at night, knowing that while we're sleeping, you are working everything out. Oh, gracious Lord, that you continue to fix things that move on people's minds when we can't. Gracious Lord, Father God, that you work out situations when we are helpless, that you fight battles that are overwhelming to us, that you open doors, oh Lord, that we cannot fix and manipulate on our own. Oh Lord, that you are the one who orders our steps and we can rest and trust in you. Beloved, I want you to know that worry and anxiety and stress and frustration are all weapons of the enemy. Seek to do, reset to do. Seeking to destroy the peace that God wants you to have. I want you to fight that today and remind yourself to be still. I want you to fight that today and remind yourself that you can trust in the Lord with all your heart. Find it today and remind yourself that God says, don't be anxious for anything, but come to me in prayer. Fight it today by reminding yourself that God is still in control and that God handles what we cannot. And everyone on this line has had a moment when you know God did something for you that you could not do for yourself. Did God handle the situation? God moved a mountain. God dealt with an enemy. God spoke over a disease. God protected your life. And the same way that you've trusted God before, I want you to trust God even now. Be still and know that He is God. So today, gracious loving Father God, I pray that as we go into this 12th day, that we go with it with a mindset, I will not fear. I will not be anxious. I will not worry. And when those very real human feelings of fear and anxiety and worry come upon us, Lord, we speak against them in the name of Jesus and declare that this is not God's will for my life. I'm going to say it again. Be still and know that He is God. Rest and know that He is God. Be patient and know that He is God. Be quiet and know that He is God. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, today we put our trust in you and we commit ourselves to being still. I pray by the blood in the name of Jesus Christ that you would experience a peace that surpasses all understanding, that there will be a stillness in your heart, a quiet in your mouth, a rest in your mind as you trust and believe that God is still in control and God hears and answers prayers. So, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, this is our prayer. We come before you on this day, and I ask you now, oh God, to give us the strength to be still. And in stillness, may we hear your voice in stillness. May we experience the power of being at peace in stillness. May we rest in you. This is the prayer of we who seek your face today on this 12th day of our prayer and fasting, asking you now, oh God, to be with us, to guide us, and to lead us. This is our prayer, and we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior. And all who are on this line this morning, who are seeking to be still and trust in God, said amen and amen. Amen. Welcome to day 12 of our 40-day journey. Listen, I know 40 days sounded like a long journey, but look how many days are behind us. And we do this one day at a time. Go into this Sunday knowing that God grants you peace. We'll be right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Same place, same time, and prayer again. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ, and I pray that you intentionally have a blessed and a beautiful day. I'll pray with you all tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day, everyone, in Jesus' name.